Blog Talk Radio.
Smooches, welcome back to Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. What will it take for you to be financially free? Part two in our series of Thinking Big. Now, if you tuned in last time, then you must be looking for another key to our favorite series, Thinking Big. And we've been talking about thinking big, but really we're going to bring it just a little bit closer to your perspective tonight. So I would love for you to just, if you are listening in at this show and you want to make sure that you get a chance to listen again, no worries, because Smooches Radio is totally downloadable. We have a downloadable player, and you can revisit this particular broadcast at a later date, and you can also share it online at www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. Now, what we're talking about tonight, we're talking about being financially free. And, you know, our world is ever-changing, and our economy has us all thinking from a fear-based perspective. But tonight, we'd like to transform your fears into coins, that's right, into another type of wealth. I was speaking with someone this week about how far they're willing to take their freedom. And one of the listeners told me at a face-to-face that they're willing to do whatever it takes. I want to know if you're willing to do whatever it's going to take. And one of the things we talked about on our last broadcast was thinking big and how that is going to impact how you proceed from here. And our author, we must say, Thinking Big author, we have got to give thanks to our Thinking Big author, because thinking big is a process. It's a process. And David J. Swartz makes it very simple, with a very simple strategy. Thinking big. A lot of times we are so in a world where we think that we're supposed to receive things, and we are okay with small things. We're supposed to be thinking small because no one wants to believe that they really want an independent lifestyle. And sometimes that independent lifestyle can be luxurious no matter where you are. If you are getting an opportunity to read more, if you have an opportunity to connect more, if you have an opportunity to travel and be able to be at home with your children, then you're already on your way to thinking very big. We have an audio that we'd like to share with you before the show is over, and we'd like you to just take some time to kind of think out loud about what it is that you yourself would like to bring to your new financial mind. The old mind is out and the new mind is in, but let the Smooches Radio beginner begin, because we have to continue thinking like this.
What do I want? Yeah. I want a new Porsche.
I want $17 million.
Oh, I want $18 million.
Well, my life dream is to be able to help people in some sort of service-oriented business, but still make money and not have to swindle anybody.
I'd really like to get to do work that I really love, earn a great income at it, have a beautiful house by the ocean.
Do you have a dream?
I'd like to finish.
If you could do anything you wanted to do and have everything you've always wanted, Do you know what it would be? Think about that. See if you can form a mental image of your ideal life. And then answer this question. What's stopping you? If you can dream it, why aren't you doing it? This is The Magic of Thinking Big, a plan for personal success by Dr. David Swartz, one of America's foremost experts on motivation. David Swartz is president of Creative Educational Services, Incorporated, and he's a professor at Georgia State University. He's presented his ideas at thousands of conventions, management seminars, professional meetings, and clinics. And he's also helped thousands of people work better, sell better, manage better, earn more money, find greater happiness and personal satisfaction. On these tapes, David Schwartz will show you how to think big, how to believe in yourself, how to overcome enemies of success, such as fear, excusitis, self-doubt. You'll learn effective confidence-building techniques and how to turn defeats and setbacks into victories. You'll discover how to make your attitudes your allies for achieving success. And David Schwartz will show you how to think and act like a leader. So to start you on your road to success, here is David Schwartz.
Success means many wonderful, positive things. Success means personal prosperity, financial security, a better life for you and your family. Success means finding real happiness and real satisfaction from life. Success, for those with the courage to pursue it, is the goal of life. At the outset,
and I want you to think about your own success, and I hope that you are enjoying the, you know, that's the old way, the ancient way of getting to some of the most successful people. They started out with cassette tracks and tapes, and they would get in their car in the morning, and they would go out to these sales jobs, and they wanted to be like the person who was in front of them. They wanted to be a tiger. And if you are really familiar with those, you know, from the 1960s to the 70s, where everybody thought that they had to have this self-help and personal growth, and everyone was motivated to listen to these audiobooks. Now, as I look back, I see that, you know what, this is one key to your success. It definitely is going to help you in the long run. So I want you to know that all of those audiobooks that helped this generation of, you know, managers and CEOs and CFOs to get where they are, this was one of them. And the magic of thinking big is just not one of those audio series that, you know, was one of those ones you would find on a yard sale or on a garage sale, and people didn't want to listen to them. It was one of those golden serendipitous treasures that you got an opportunity to kind of come in contact with as you begin your journey towards becoming more free. So I want you to continue listening in and see what else Dr. David Schwartz, wanted us to learn about thinking big. Smooches.
You are taking your first giant step toward learning and applying the magic of thinking big to your life. Thinking big begins with believing big. You know, one of the greatest pieces of success-building wisdom is found in that biblical quotation that says, faith can move mountains. That is the essence of believing big. When you tell yourself, I'm positive I can, then your attitude, your belief, generates the power, the energy, and the skill to get the job done. Just listen for a moment to these two voices.
That's a really big project. I don't know. I think it's a little bit too broad. The scope is too big for this department. Maybe what we should do is call in an outside consultant on this one.
Wow, this is really great. This kind of assignment is really going to make this department grow. This is what we've really been looking for. We need the challenge to stretch, and I give you my personal guarantee you'll get 150% out of this.
The difference between these two statements is belief. The first voice was a person who didn't believe in himself and who won't take on anything that looks bigger than his own petty view. The second person believed she could do it. And I'll give you my personal guarantee that because she believed she could do it, she got the job done. You see, belief is like a thermostat that regulates what we accomplish in life. Study the person that's just shuffling along down there in the mud of mediocrity. He believes he's worth very little, and so he receives very little, and he accomplishes very little. His lack of belief in himself shows through.
And that's what it is. You have a lack of belief in yourself, and it shows through. And how many times do you have you found that you're in the midst of talking with someone and you are giving off that vibe of small-mindedness? I wonder if you could be more conscious of your conversations from this broadcast forward to see on your own how many times you're actually repelling people who are trying to get you to understand all you need to do is think bigger. I want to repeat that phrase. I want you to be conscious in your conversations with others. And I want you to realize how many times someone tries to bring you into their bigger picture and you are still thinking very small. They want you to be broader. They need you to be broader. Maybe you belong in this picture. You may be speaking to someone about something that you just lost. And they may be a personal key to something greater in your life. You wanted something bigger. You needed something bigger. And Smooches Radio is giving you one of the biggest and better broadcasts out there. Mainstream media is not prepared for how big this is going to be. They're not prepared for our reach. We are going to be reaching people one by one, and how we build this momentum is because we are giving you quality broadcasts that are going to transform your thinking. And once you've transformed your thinking, you are going to be more free, and that's what it's all about. It's about tonight, and it's about our Fridays, and it's about being financially free. Get ready for this specially designed series that's going to help you change your life. If you're looking for financial food, if you want to grow your money, you need a coin toss, you love your life, you want to change your mind, you want to keep up your finances, and you want to be on the cutting edge of entrepreneur opportunities, and you're in the right place at the right time. And it would behoove me to explain to you that there are so many opportunities out there. Now, there are two opportunities that fell into my listeners' lap this week. That's right. We have some royal loyals out there, and our loyal royals are ready for a change. So if you're listening in right now, great, because I want you to get this tip right here. There are two companies that I got this week that I would just be remiss if I did not mention them to you right now, because we are talking about the magic of thinking big, and you want something to happen, and you need it to happen right now. You don't want to have to listen to the rest of the audio tape. You don't think that you have the time to listen. You would rather get back to binge-watching your next show. And I'm telling you, it's all this, a 30-minute show. It's only going to take 30 minutes of your time each and every day for you to change your life. Okay, so get ready with a pen and paper and get ready to write down these two keys that are going to levitate you to the next level. One of these keys is called West at Home. I want you to go to Google search, and I want you to look for a company called West at Home. And I want you to think about what you would like to get from this particular opportunity. As you read some of the information, I want you to think, is this an opportunity that I can be attached to? Just this week, do you have some homework? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. This is Change My Life 101. And I want you to do something different this week. Instead of Google searching all the latest gossip, I want you to start looking for your keys. You've lost your keys. You don't know where to find them. And this is one of them. It's about being financially free. And you're going to need the keys in order to be very free. So I want you to look up westathome.com, www.westathome.com. And if you get a chance to connect with this in a very positive way, I want you to make sure that one of these Fridays that you call in the Smooches Radio at 626-213-5635 and share your opportunity with the rest of our listeners. Now, I have another opportunity for you, but I'd also like to get back to Dr. Schwartz and find out what else we're going to need as we decide and make a decision on what we want to change. What else do we need in order to change? We know that we're going to have to change some of our thinking, but no one is very specific about what types of thinking we're going to change. We know we have to have affirmations, but a lot of times we don't know what we should be saying. A lot of times I've seen people that say that, you know what, that I am saying the right things. I'm saying I don't want to be broke. Okay, well, if you're saying that you don't want to be broke, that's all your conscious mind hears. I want to be broke. So he's not only going to teach you how to think big, he's going to tell you the specifics. Let's find out what else it is Dr. Schwartz needs us to understand about the magic of thinking big right here on the number one independent woman-owned radio Vicious Lucha. Love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe.
Time to succeed. Finally, invest your future time in doing what you really want to do. It's only too late when you let your mind become negative and tell you it's too late. Stop thinking, I should have started years ago, because that's failure thinking. Instead, think, I'm going to start now. My best years are ahead of me. That's the way successful people think. I don't know if I can do this job. I mean, this is really out of my league. I'm not a genius, you know.
I think the most insidious of all the excuse diseases is intelligence exercises. It's the feeling that I'm not quite smart enough, or other people know something I don't. Unlike the other maladies we've discussed, people tend to suffer this one in silence. Nobody wants to talk about how dumb they feel, but they feel it deep down inside, and it blocks their road to success. Most of us, you see, make two basic errors with respect to intelligence. One, we vastly underestimate our own brain power, and two, we vastly overestimate the intelligence of other people. Because of these two mistakes, we sell ourselves short, and we fail to take advantage of many opportunities. Some years ago, Dr. Edward Teller, the famous physicist who was called the father of the atomic bomb, was asked what a young person needed to know to become a successful scientist. Teller said, I quote, "A child does not need a lightning-fast mind to be a scientist, nor does he need a miraculous memory, nor is it necessary that he gets very high grades in school. The only point that counts is that the child have a high degree of interest in science. Interest and enthusiasm are the critical factors, not intelligence. Another way of putting it is simply to say it's not how much intelligence you have that counts. It's how you use the intelligence you have. Let me give you another example. I was at a college class reunion a while back, and I met a fellow I hadn't seen for about 25 years. His name was Chuck. He was one of the brightest people I've ever met, and he graduated with honors. The last time I talked to him, he had a goal of someday owning his own business. So when I saw him at the reunion, I asked him, how's your business going?
Well, David, to tell you the truth, I never really went into business for myself. You know what I did? I used my college education to become an expert in why my business ideas wouldn't work out. Yeah, I learned all the pitfalls of businesses, all the reasons why you might fail. And, you know, you have to be sure you have plenty of capital, the business cycle is right, you have to make sure there's enough demand for your product, local industry is stabilized. There's 1,001 things to check out. So here I am today. I'm still auditing freight shipments and just plodding along, working for somebody else, and it's not really doing me a lot of good. And I see friends of mine from high school who went out right after high school, and they're doing successful business straight from high school. There's got to be a reason for that.
Do you see Chuck's dilemma? The thinking that guided his intelligence was far more significant than the amount of intelligence he has. If you study the world around you, you'll find a lot of highly successful people with very average IQs, and you'll also find a lot of failures who are brilliant. The difference is one of attitude. What are these people using their brain power for? To defeat themselves or to find ways to succeed? There's one more point I want to make before we summarize the cures for this disease of intelligence excusitis. Another common mistake that people make with regard to intelligence is to equate piles of facts with useful brain power. But it's far more important to use those brain cells for thinking and analyzing than it is for memorizing. Someone once asked Albert Einstein, "How many feet are there in a mile?" Einstein replied, "I don't know. Why should I fill my head with facts that I can find in 2 minutes in any reference book?" Einstein, as usual, was right. You can always find facts. You can't always find good, positive thinking. That you've got to learn for yourself. So here's a cure for intelligence excusitis. First, never underestimate your own intelligence, and never overestimate the intelligence of others. Don't sell yourself short. Concentrate on your assets. Discover your superior talents. Remember, it's not the amount of intelligence you have that counts. It's how you use what you've got. Learn to effectively manage your brains instead of worrying about your IQ. Secondly, constantly remind yourself, my attitudes are more important than my intelligence. At work and at home, practice positive attitudes. See the reasons why you can do it, not the reasons why you can't. Put your intelligence to creative, positive use. Find ways to win, not ways to lose. Finally, remember that the ability to think is much more valuable than the ability to memorize facts. Use your mind to create and develop ideas, to seek solutions, to find new and better ways of doing things.
You're back with Smooches Radio, and this is Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. It's our world, and it's ever-changing. But are we changing with the times? As you know, as you let that last audio clip integrate itself into your subconscious mind, you know, I want you to think about a lot of the different ways that you are going to begin thinking about yourself. So what I personally got from that last clip is that part of thinking big is understanding that intelligence has nothing to do with success. Interest has a lot to do with success. And if you think back, if you could, listeners, come with me. Let's think back to the very first time we were so interested in something and someone told us that we were spending too much time. Now, I'm not talking about something that you say to yourself, well, that was silly. But I think about some of the people who are very successful in my world, my life, on my path. And one of the things, I can even go to something, let's say, like video games. I knew some fellas that were very interested in video games. And a lot of times, I think that their parents couldn't understand why they were so interested in it. Now, of course, every person I knew had some connection to video games. But I do know that there were several guys and girls that ended up at IBM. And a lot of the guys also ended up becoming computer programmers at the time. So I'm thinking, what is your interest? Because nowadays, the same children that we were that love video games are becoming application developers, becoming website developers, are becoming video game developers. So think about your unique interests And some of the one of the things that they want you to start to look at is your assets. We know all of our we think we know all of our flaws, but have we really taken a personal inventory of our assets? And so I'd like to leave you with this week. This is your personal development homework. I want you to make a list of your assets, the things that you know you do well. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, I went into her home, and I saw that her refrigerator, when you open it, and her freezer were very organized. And I commented on it. And what she told me was, I'm really good at this. I like to do it. But you're good at other things. And so I want you to think about the very last time you mentioned something that someone else was good at. Or this week, as you compliment someone, I want you to think about what you would have complimented yourself on. I want you to begin listing some of the great things that you're good at. And I want you to search, soul search for them. Because a lot of times we're spending so much time with useless information, we don't have enough time, we're not using that time, we're not making time to sit down and really understand who we really are. Now, the magic of thinking big, these are the secrets of Dr. David J. Swartz, and we would not be a great radio adventure without letting you know that they are also available for you to listen to online. The audiobook phase has begun for us because you know what? We're going to be able to process books in a shorter amount of time. But the best thing about learning is being able to apply it to real life. I thank you so much for tuning in again, and I hope that you got something really, really great out of this broadcast, because we are excited about how you are going to transform, and we want to hear from you, please. Now, on Tuesday, we have a very special guest that's coming to Smooches Radio. He has an amazing grind and an even more insatiable mind. His name is Abstract Mind, and he's better known as AM, and he'll be with us at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our Speak Spit of Smooch Live. It's personal poetry and prose, and we're going to be talking about a couple other things out there that really are going to help our listeners navigate themselves as artists. So please tune in on Tuesday, 5/19/15 at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I know you're wondering, well, what was the other key? Okay, we can't forget the other key. I want you to check out another website. It's called Live Ops, L-I-V-E, www.liveops.com. And there's another opportunity there for any of you that would like to change the way your revenue stream is set up at this particular time in your life. If you would like to expand it, I think that Live Ops has a great opportunity waiting just for you. And because you are a Smooches Radio listener, we just gave you two keys tonight to change and transform your life. And we hope that you share this particular broadcast with someone that you know. www.blogtalkradio.com/Smooches Radio. And we're going to be here each and every Friday offering you more and more of our live broadcast that's going to help you transform your thinking, your life, and your independent lifestyle. Please don't forget to tune in. Again, that last key is www.liveops.com. That's Live Ops. I want our listeners to please let us know how these impacted your perception or your life, and we look forward to listening in with you again. Please join the conversation and follow us at Smooches Radio on Twitter. Or you can also go to IG and find out who else has been a part of the Smooches Radio experience on IG at Smooches Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and we look forward to you tuning in again on Tuesday at 11 p.m. Now, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.